Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
God, some praise this morning. Amen. Be free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Come on,
glory
come on, surrender all over to God. Amen. Decree and declare your freedom on today, that you're free from whatever it is that the enemy has tried to bound you down. Amen. Have you locked up. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you're free, and you are free indeed on today and forevermore, because you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, who has freed us all that believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. Let's just give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's hear your voice on today. Come on. Let's hear. Nobody mad but the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let a rock crowd. Come on, let's give God some praise, because He's worthy of all praise. Amen. My Lord, my God.
We thank you for new birth and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this
morning. Amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and souls in our family, oh God. But we thank you for remembering us on today that you called us to live, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. But we thank you, oh God, for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that blood and redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin. Amen. Oh Lord, as we enter in on today with all faith combined, oh God, oh Lord, work a new thing in us, oh God. Oh Lord, let all the works of the devil be destroyed right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, let healing spring forth in our bodies and souls, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, deliver us, oh God, from all that's not of you, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, set us afire as we come on today. Oh, let us fire bring down us right now. Robo Shamare Keshataya. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We're so glad to be here, God. We thank you for your presence right now. For your word says that there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing. There you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst of today. We thank you for answering prayers right now, God. Oh, Lord, we just say thank you enough. Oh, Lord, we thank you for releasing your warring angels right now to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. We declare the prayer with all faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they shall ascend into the supernatural. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, help us all on today, oh God. We need your help. And Father God, we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. We thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, for guiding, leading, and instructing us in these 28 days that we have come, oh God, for such a time as this that you have called, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for the appointed time. My Lord, my God, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Oh, Lord, first, that we get out the man that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you've blessed us with in peace. Amen. We command right now in the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Job 38:12, we decree and declare with all faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Psalm 49:14, that we will have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, make the hours of the morning to rejoice. We receive your loving kindness every morning, and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Release the beauty of the holiness from the womb of the morning. Let your light break forth in our life as the morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning, O Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you're going forth to prepare us the morning, and we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth. Lord, you visit every morning, we thank you. Lord, awaken our holy, awaken us morning by morning, oh God, and you awaken our ears to hear and to learn. Amen. We will not be afraid of the error that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. Amen. Lord, show forth your salvation, our life from day to day. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, oh God. Oh, Father God, release the arrows of Lord's indifference in our life right now and those in our family. Release your sharp arrows into the heart of the king's enemies, oh God. Ordain and release your arrows against our persecutors. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now, oh God. Send out your arrows, oh God, and scatter the enemy right now. Let their works come to nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Let everything that the enemy has set out, oh God, to destroy us. Oh Lord, let it be reversed right now. Amen. And let it turn and attack them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Turn every curse in our way, oh God, into a blessing. Amen. Everything that the enemy set out for evil, God, turn it around for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Lord, we love you and we need you right now. We break all curses of sickness and disease and command our inherited sickness to leave our bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we pray for restoration right now, God. Oh Lord, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone, oh God, every part of our bodies. And then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, good life and health, wholeness and newness of life right now. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break and disannul all ungodly covenants, oaths, and pledges that we made with our lips in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break and disannul any marriage or any demon that would affect our lives and those in our family, their lives and all that we love and concern about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break all agreements with hell in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have a covenant with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are joined to the Lord and we are one spirit with him. Amen. We break all ungodly covenants and renew our covenant with God through the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. My Lord, my God, we divorce ourselves from any demon that would claim our life through our any ancestral covenant in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out any family demons that would follow us, that would follow our lives through ancestral covenant in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We command our demons that claim any legal right to our lives through covenants to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break and disannul any covenant made with false gods and demons through the occult involvement in witchcraft in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree the pattern and so, devil, you are defeated, so hallelujah. We break and disannul our spirit marriages that would cause incubus and sucking for demons to attack our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Thank you. We break and disannul our covenant with death and hell made by our ancestors. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anyone that has our picture, our clothing, our name, our date of birth, and the fallen things to it, we destroy it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare it is so. Amen. We decree and declare every work of the devil has come to nothing or more than confusion. Come upon the camp of the enemy right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher.
Never again will we open the door for demons to enter into our lives who have no sin. Never again
door for demons to enter our lives in a cold and warm. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. We decree the plan never again today. Never again will we be beneath and up above. Amen. Never again will we be cursed and not walk in our flesh. For the flesh of Abraham is ours. Never again will we say yes to the enemy. Never again will we agree to the lies of the devil. Never again will we compromise our standards and holiness. The word of God is our standard as the standards of the world. Amen. Never again will we act hypocritically. Never again will we be condemned of guilt. Never again will we give place to the devil. Amen. Never again will we allow the enemy to control our will. But we submit our will to God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we think evil. For love does not think evil. Never again will we lose hope for hope. Hope for all things. Amen. Never again will we give up for love endures all things. Never again will we act and think like a child. Never again will we be passive with the gifts of the Spirit, but we desire spiritual gifts. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Never again will allow sorrow and sadness to control our soul, for the Lord has taken away our sorrow and pain. Amen. Never again will we labor and work in vain. Never again will the heavens be stripped over our lives, but the Lord has opened the windows of heaven. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Never again to allow the enemy to control our emotions, but we yield our emotions to the joy and peace of God. Never again will we allow the enemy to abort any such high ass problems. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will allow people to draw us away from the love of God, but we commit ourselves to walking in love for God and love. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Never again will we shut up our mouths from compassion. Never again will we behave unseemly for love and not behave unseemly, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God. Never again will we allow pride and lack to control our lives, for our God supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, amen. Never again will we lack power, but we have faith. Never again will we lack, but we will have faith still. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we lack, but we will be plenteous and good. Amen. Never again will we lack, but we will prosper through prophetic ministry. Hallelujah. Never again will we sow in our reason, but we will reap with holy where others have sown. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Never again will we lack glory, honor, abundance, riches, splendor, glory, dignity, and reputation. Amen. And reverence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we be poor, for the Lord became poor, that we through his power may be rich. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Never again will we tolerate lack, for our God gives us abundance. Hallelujah. According to Deuteronomy 28 and 47. Never again will we, hallelujah, hold back from giving, for we give and it's given to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over to men. Never again will allow fear to stop us from giving. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Never again will we be a borrower and not a lender. Never again will we be behind and not in front. Amen. Never again will we believe we don't have power to give up. But God gives us power to give up and establish his covenant. Amen. Never again will we lack any good thing because we seek the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will the enemy hold back our blessing. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Never again will we walk in the flesh instead of walking in the spirit. Never again will we allow our flesh to do what it wants. We crucify the soul, hallelujah. We are crucified with Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we be depressed. Never again will we be oppressed, for we are far from oppression. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Never again will we be weak, for we are strong in the Lord. Amen. Never again will we walk in the word, holy of the works of the flesh, but we will manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Thank you, oh God, and hallelujah, that it is so. Never again will we enjoy that which is forbidden by the Lord. Never again will we allow worldliness and carnality to control our lives, amen. Never again will we be conformed to this world, amen, but we'll be transformed by the renewing of our minds, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Never again will we be afraid, for the Lord has delivered us from all our fears. Amen. Never again will we be afraid of man, for the Lord is our help. Amen. Never again will we be tormented by fear, and never again will we be afraid of demons, for we tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, another. Never again, hallelujah, we will not be afraid of witchcraft. Amen. Never again will we be afraid to do what God tells us to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, another. Never again will we be afraid of the enemy. Hallelujah, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Never again will we be afraid to cast out demons. Amen. My God, my God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Never again will allow words of doubt and unbelief to come out of our minds, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Never again will allow cursing and bitterness to come out of our minds, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Never again will allow profanity to come out of our minds, amen. Never again will allow lying to come out of our minds. Never again will allow evil words to come out of our mouths, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God. Never again will we keep silent when we should speak. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Never again will we allow mountains to block us, but we speak to the mountains in faith and they are removed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will we confess failure, for we will meditate in the word. Amen. And we have success in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we confess fear, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. Amen. Never again will we make excuses for failure. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will we lose sight of the prophetic word spoken of our lives, but we will walk according to the prophecies given to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, never again will we be afraid of the preach and walk in the revelation God gives us. Amen. Never again will we be afraid to say what the Lord is saying, so we will speak what the Lord tells us to speak. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we decree and declare, hallelujah, never again is our deliverance on today. Amen. That we're set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your help, Lord. Thank you for strengthening us right now, God. We hold fast to our deliverance, Lord, amen. We hold fast to our healing. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this set time that you've allowed us to, oh God. We thank you, sweet, you decree and declare that the windows of heaven have been opened and blessings are being poured out on us, hallelujah, to overflow. If others will be blessed by the overflow, Lord, so we thank you for the overflow of blessings and your favor upon our life. We speak life and not death. We speak blessing and not cursing. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare we are healed. We thank you for it. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, Father God, bless us in our going and coming on today. Let us, as those in our family, body, friends, be traveling, faith, and riches to us from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we thank you for, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle for form of transition we may take on today. And those in our family and loved ones may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us and judge the Lord, your word says that you shall condemn, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way right now or in the future. Amen. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that try to enter into our lives and those in our family. And we decree and declare that the gates of hell cannot, shall not, and will not prevail against us. Amen. We decree and declare victory. The victory is already won. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the victory. We walk in newness. Amen. Hallelujah. Our husband and our wives, they walk in newness. Our children and grandchildren, they walk in newness. Amen. Our mothers and fathers, our brothers and sisters, our nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles and cousins. Amen. Walk in newness. Amen. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the letter, we decree and declare new life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you've uprooted the, hallelujah, the enemy, amen, hallelujah, and cast them down, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare this, so, amen, the blood of Jesus Christ has covered us. And we thank you for, Lord, that we are blessed, amen, and turn around and come. Hallelujah, that we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, clothed with the robe of righteousness, healed with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you that we're co-heirs in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. And it is. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on,
thank you,
right,
Lord.
Here, right?
God,
Jesus,
never again. Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing, your deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah. God, receive the blessing of the Lord. And make it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. Receive the favor of God for your life. Receive the turnaround right now. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait. Amen. You can receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, the time is able to do it even right now. If you can just stretch out your hand. Hallelujah. And just to give it with God.
Hallelujah.
By faith and receive it. And all that you need.
Thank you.
Oh Lord, we come to do your will. Let thy will be done on earth as it is. We decree and declare what I'll say. We shall live. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you. Glory to you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There's power in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mother's name. Hallelujah, the name above all names. Amen. Good morning.
Amen.
Welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Day 28 as we wrap up here. 28 days of prayer, revival prayer. And I thank God for it all that have been able to be on the line with us. It's 28 days this month of February. From day one to the 28th, or how many times we come, we decree and declare that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So whether you were on the whole 28 days or you just got on today, amen, that you receive every credit for your life and those in your family and every situation concerning you, amen, hallelujah. My God,
amen.
My God. I'm excited, though. If you come in last, you shall be first. Amen. Meaning
amen.
You will receive all that the first one received. Amen. Nothing less. Nothing more. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen.
Ain't nobody there but the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Can you imagine that? You start the job, you come in last, and you still get paid just as the first. You get all the benefits. Amen. Just get
exactly.
paid on each. Amen. Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen.
Receive it by faith on today. May you receive it. May God increase your faith to receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome, Sean. God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
God bless you. I'm fine. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, yes. Glory to God. So good to have you on the line this morning. God bless you. I pray that all that you've come this morning to receive from our Heavenly Father, that you receive it right now, may it manifest in your life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Good morning, President Tim. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. To God be the glory. Thank God for all the 28 days of prayer. Just thank you, and thank you for your time and your prayer and your consistency. And I have Doris on the line as well.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Cousin Kim, and God bless you. Welcome, Sister Doris. How you doing this morning? God bless you.
I'm blessed. I'm out in the street, so I do apologize for the noise. But I thank God for you and for the prayer warriors on the line. And I just continue to pray your strength in the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to put myself back on mute because there's too much noise out here.
All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for being on with us. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you, Sister Doris. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing blessed. I'm grateful to be on the line, and hey, all I have to say is never again. I receive it and I believe it. I'm grateful for these days. Thank God for the obedience in you, that many will be blessed. You know, those that are connected to you, there's power in prayer. So to God be the glory.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. I thank God for you being on the line these 28 days and pressing in and pressing on.
Mm-hmm.
Even on Saturday and Sunday, it would be hard with, you know, most of us want to go ahead and stay with it and treat it like it's a job. But no, we have been called. Amen. For such a time as this, and I just thank God for you. May God continue to strengthen you and bless you. May you see all that we pray for manifest in your life and those that you pray for and brought to the altar. Amen. Brought to God. God bless you. It's been a good time on this line this morning at 6 a.m. in these 28 days. Hallelujah. And just thank you, God, because the word that went forth on yesterday said, you know, let's talk about it. We'll go forth and start on Mondays at 6 a.m. The memo I did send out the flyer to everybody. You should have got the flyer torn.
I didn't get it yet.
You didn't get it yet.
I didn't get it. I'm looking forward to it because to God be the glory.
Oh,
I was thinking about
it. I'm going to send it to you right now. Yes, let's talk about it Mondays at 6 a.m. We're on the line and we're talking about it. We're here to encourage one another. Amen. And let's talk about it. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I love you. We thank God for you, God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Good morning. How you doing this morning? Welcome back.
Amen. I'm blessed. I've been blessed from the prayers, everybody's prayers, your prayers.
Amen.
And I just believe that God, it was just God putting it on your heart to have the prayer, and it was right on time. And I got the breakthrough that I needed. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. God is so good. He knows exactly what we need, when we need it. And like I said, when God said the 28 days of February and called us to this, you know, called us to a pray in the revival fire prayer. And I just thank God for it. Definitely was needed and all that we're here and all that we've been praying for. And we're trusting God that those prayers will manifest and that they are manifesting and that they have already manifested in our life and those in our families. So God bless you, Minister Lane. We thank you so much for coming and touching and agreeing on the line. And definitely looking forward to hearing more from you here going forth. On this platform. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. This morning, I am doing great, you all. I'm just so grateful. Those of you who have been on the line know that I was kind of struggling with being here at night. I'm back in Port Arthur with my husband, and just being here through the wee hours of the night without him. And so I'm doing better. I decided, you know what? I'm gonna lay it down. I don't have time to be up all night trying to watch the dough. Okay, so I thank God for His peace, amen, and God's protection, amen. There's nothing that can protect me better or have more protection than the protection of God and God's hedge of protection around me, being here alone, because I'm always with someone. It's always with me, whether it's children, my husband. I always had, you know, people around me, being the mother of seven that I am, and grandmother and wife. So I've always had someone in the home with me at all times. So being here, I don't have that, but you know, I thank God for His presence and the Holy Spirit of God being with me. So thank you all for praying with me and for me on this line here. Our scripture today is coming from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4 through 8. I'm coming from the New King James Version of the Bible. Again, that's the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4 through 8. I'm going to read Acts chapter 1, verse 4 through 8. The Bible says, "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promises of the Father, which he said, 'You have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.' Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?' And he said to them, 'It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, hallelujah, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.'" Amen. That is scripture, Acts chapter 1, verse 4 through 8. When we look here in these particular scriptures and understand, the Trinity is a concept describing the unique relationship of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If Jesus had stayed on earth, his physical presence would have limited the spread of the gospel, because physically he could be in only one place at one time. But after he was taken up into heaven, he would be spiritually present everywhere through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was sent so that God would be with and within his followers after Jesus returned to heaven. The Spirit would comfort them, guide them to know his truth, remind them of Jesus' words, and give them the right words to say, and fill them with power. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for the word this morning. And one particular scripture here I want us to look at, which is verse 8. It says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." When we look at the scripture here, the power believers receive from the Holy Spirit, it includes courage, boldness, confidence, insight, ability, and authority. So the disciples would need all the gifts to fulfill their mission. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Ask God to fill you with these same gifts in order to fulfill his mission for you. Jesus had instructed his disciples to witness the people of all nations about him, but they were told to wait for the Holy Spirit. They were told to wait first for the Holy Spirit. God has important work for us to do for him, but we must do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. We need God's timing and power to be truly effective. We often take matters in our own hands and run ahead of God, but waiting is sometimes part of God's plan. Instead of running ahead of God and his plans, we should wait and listen for his leading. Amen. This verse here in verse 8 describes a series of ever widening circle. The gospel was to spread geographically from Jerusalem, amen, into Judea and Samaria, and finally to the end of the earth. It would begin with the devout Jews in Jerusalem and Samaria, spread to the people of mixed race in Samaria, amen, and finally be offered to Gentiles all over the world. See, God's message has not reached its final destination. If someone in our family or in your family or in your workplace or or your school or your community hasn't heard the good news about Jesus Christ. Amen. Communities all over the world are becoming increasingly diverse. People of every nation, tongue, and race are living in our communities or in our neighborhoods. Make sure that you are contributing in some way to the ever-widening circle of God's loving message. Amen. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of this word. Father God, it's our prayer that we be the doers of your word. Amen. To speak your word, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah. To share the good news, amen, of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that you have sent to save us. Amen. And we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, if you have a prayer petition, we'll call your name. If your prayers already went forth and you received it, just say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. Sean, God bless you. Go ahead. Sean.
Overall prayer for me and my husband.
I'm so sorry I couldn't hear you.
We just really need an overall prayer just for me and my husband.
Okay. Hallelujah. Let us pray, oh gracious Lord. We come before you with all faith, believing and trusting for a mighty move in the life of your daughter, oh God. Hallelujah. In the life of our husband, Lord. We know that you're able to do all things, oh God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning them and turn it all around for their good. Amen. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, everything that the enemy has taken away from them, God. Every bit of peace, oh God, every bit of joy, whatever it may be, oh God, for you know all things. Let it be restored better than it was taken, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know you to be a God of restoration. We know you to be a God that heals, delivers, and set free your children, oh God. So, Lord, we pray, let it be so for your daughter and her husband in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch and heal, touch and deliver, oh God. Fix that is broken and mend the tear in their souls, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for the God. Let them find favor in thy sight and with mankind, oh God. Lord, bless the life of their children, oh God. Oh Lord, bless the ministry, oh God, that you've given them, oh God. Bless their marriage, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Let healing spring up in their bodies, oh God, and touch every part of their bodies. Lord, we decree and declare restoration of every part of their body, their soul, their spirit, and mind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we come against every attack, every plan that has been devised against them. Amen. My Lord, my God, we decree and declare to be destroyed. Let the work of the enemy, amen, be destroyed right now. Amen. Every pit that the enemy has dug for them to fall and let them hallelujah fall in their own pits and every net that they laid out for them to be entangled in and captured, oh God. Let them, oh God, be encapsulated and entangled in their own nets. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, let everything the enemy set up, oh God, let it backfire right now on them. My Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Silence their mouth. Every work of the enemy, we blind their eyes and we deafen their ears and we paralyze all the works of the enemy against their life, against their hallelujah, their marriage, against their ministry, against their finances, support, their businesses, against their children, all that they have and will have in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers them and protects them and keeps them. Amen. It answers for them and heals them and delivers them and sets them free. And we decree and declare and heals them. That has touched them, we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ washes them, cleanses them, and sanctifies them, and destroys everything of the devil, amen, and all its works. So, my Lord, my God, we decree and declare freedom, we decree and declare victory, we decree and declare hallelujah, deliverance and healing, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It is so. It is so. And we thank you for it, Lord. It ends today. It is over. Amen. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and rejoice right now. Amen. Go ahead and hallelujah. Rejoice right now that it is done. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Sean. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope you can hear me. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I can't hear you, so I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm praising right now.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, sister. Hallelujah, God. Amen. I know my cousin Kim is probably at work now. God bless you, cousin Kim. Amen. Sworn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I receive all of the prayers that went forth. I touch and agree, and I believe that it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. I receive
amen.
It.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. My niece, I love
yes,
you. I thank God
you.
For you. Hallelujah.
I love you too. Amen.
Amen. Minister Larry Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. My prayer request for today is touch and agree with me, Acts 1:8, amen, because I realize that when we witness, we have to do it as the Holy Spirit's prompting and under his authority,
amen.
Amen. I'm always very mindful of that, to be spirit-led, amen, and
yes,
and witnessing and ministering to people, giving them what they need, and being a witness and being a light.
Amen. Hallelujah. We touch and agree right now. We just thank God that it is done. It is so. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, all that your son is petitioning prayer, oh God, to continue, oh God, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to operate according to your Holy Spirit, being led and guided and instructed, oh God, on what to say, where to go, and what to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that he would truly be a blessing. Amen. Operating in the spirit and not in the flesh, oh God. Hallelujah. Decreasing mm-hmm. that you may have all the increase at all times. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray in your blessing that you will bless, oh God, that you'll bless him. And when you multiply, oh God, that you will multiply him, hallelujah, with our goodness, our favor, our protection, oh God, as the sand of the seashore, amen, and the stars of heaven. And we just want to thank you for it all. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we believe and receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Minister Learn. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Amen. My prayer petition has already went forth. I just pray that God will just continue to keep us and strengthen our marriages. I pray for marriages during these 28 days that God will continue to bless our marriage. Amen. That we will increase in love. Amen. That we will see with new eyes, hear with new ears, and speak with a new tongue to our husbands, to our wives. Amen. That our husband will love us like Christ loved the church and he gave himself to her. Amen. Hallelujah. That we remember that we have been called, hallelujah, by God to be one. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just pray right now the increase of God's goodness and favor upon our marriages, and peace and joy would be our portion. Amen. That we remember that we've been called to be one and not forget that. Amen. Not to be divided, but to be one. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless us and God keep us. And I just thank God again for what all God is doing, what all God has done, what God is about to do, that we're trusting God to do. And he's prayed all our prayers that have went forth in these 28 days as we continue on in prayer. So we just thank God. I'm going to close with our hand prayer as I pray for prayers of deliverance from all evil. Amen. And also the blessing of the Lord as we decree and declare our life, confessing the, you know, confessions of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless us all. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we bless your holy name. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for, again, oh God, all that you're doing. You're so faithful, so gracious, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God in heaven. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our life. So we decree and declare your goodness. Amen. We decree and declare deliverance from every stronghold, soul tie, messenger, saint. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We decree and declare that all is well with us in our soul. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for all that you've done, oh God. We ask in Jesus' name, oh God, deliver us, oh God, from evil, God. We pray that you would keep us from all evil. Amen. No, we decree the path according to Job 5:19, no evil shall touch us or those in our family. Amen. We put to shame those who wish evil against our life and those in our family. Let no evil disease cleave to our bodies, oh Lord. We would not be afraid of evil times. Amen. Hallelujah. We would not be visited with evil. We decree and declare, and it is so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we refrain our feet from every evil way so that we may keep your word, oh God. Preserve us from all evil, God. Deliver us from the evil man and deliver us from the evil woman. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let people be healed of plagues of evil spirits right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. We just want to say thank you. Deliver us from those who hate us. Deliver us out of all our distresses. Lord, send your word and deliver us out of destruction. Amen. Deliver our soul from death, our eyes from tears, and our feet from falling. We call upon the name of Jesus, and we declare in the past that we are delivered. Hallelujah. Deliver us from the power of the lion, oh God. Through your knowledge, we, hallelujah, through your knowledge, we declare in the past that we are delivered. And through your wisdom, we declare in the past that we are delivered. We receive miracles of deliverance for our life and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the next, we pray that you would keep us from the evil one. Amen. Let evil spirits be cast out right now. According to Acts 19 and 12, we will, hallelujah, we will not be overcome with evil, but we overcome evil with good. We put on the whole armor of God, that we may stand in the evil day right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the next, we cancel all the plans and forces of evil sin against our life and those in our family. Let the works of evil be burned by your holy fire, oh God. Let men repent of evil and turn to righteousness. Let no evil be established in our life, but let your righteousness be established in the name of Jesus Christ. And let we loose ourselves from all evil doers and hallelujah, and evil soul ties right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you're sending those that you've ordained for our life for such a time as this. We decree and declare no lack and no setbacks, no missed opportunities. Amen. Hallelujah. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. Amen. Hallelujah. We shall receive all that you're pushing for our life, every bit of blessing. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, many of us are dealing with things in our bodies, of God. And Lord, I ask that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God. Let us be delivered, oh God, from every sickness known and unknown to man, oh God. Even right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let every tumor, evil growth melt at the presence of God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray for our arteries and blood vessels to be open and our circulatory system to function properly. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. I rebuke our fevers in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I decree in the past, Job 33:25, that our flesh shall be fresher than a child, and we will return to the days of our youth, amen. I pray for our immune system to be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, renew our youth like the eagles. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. I release the fire of God to burn out any sickness or disease that would operate in our bodies and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I decree and declare Psalm 91 and 10, no sickness or plague will come near your dwelling. Amen. My Lord, my God, Jesus, arise over our life with healing in your wings. The Lord is our strength. Amen. The Lord is the strength of our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We loose ourselves from every infirmity, every affliction, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ makes us whole. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. For we are fearfully and wonderfully made by you, Heavenly Father. Let our bodies function in the wonderful way you designed to function. And we just want to say thank you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Make haste, O God, and deliver us and those in our family. Deliver us, O Lord, in your righteousness. Amen. Deliver us out of great waters. Deliver us from the oppression of man, oh God. Deliver us according to your word, oh God. Deliver our soul, oh God, from lying lips and deceitful tongues. Let deliverance come, oh God. Deliver us from our enemies and hide us, oh God. Surround us with songs of deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Command deliverance for our lives, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That we reap the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That we're in Christ and we're anointed in a powerful person of God. We are joint heir with Jesus Christ and we're more than a conqueror. We are a doer of the word of God and a channel of this blessing. If God be for us, who can be against us? We're blessed coming in and blessed going out. Amen. Our enemies are clear before us. God has commanded his blessing on our storehouses. He has opened up his good church. treasure that, Father, we shall live and not for with the head and not the tail. Amen. Yet given us power to make wealth. We dwell in the secret place that we have is protection and provision. God is our refuge and our fortress. We will not be afraid of the sands of power. No evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh dwelling. God has given his angels charge over us. They are bearing us up the holiest with their hands. Lest we dash our foot against the stone. As declared in Psalm 91, 1 Peter 2 and 9 and 7, that we are chosen generation, a royal priest and a holy nation. We'll procure your person called out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 and 24 states that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, COPD, sickness. My Lord, my God, arthritis, crippling arthritis, affliction, infection, or any other disease cannot enter our bodies. We are, hallelujah, we are without spot or blemish, an intercessor, the righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Lord, we pray that those they prosper, that love Jerusalem, and that peace will be within them and prosperity in their houses, according to Psalm 122:6-9. Oh, Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and its people, which are present all these days, oh God. God bless America, oh God. Help us, oh God. Ronnie, even though, oh God, they will not be able to find us. Hallelujah, Lord. We decree and declare the victory that we're blessed. And we're going from glory to glory. And we thank you for it, Lord. That we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles. In our health, in our strength, in our peace, in God's provision and protection in our marriage, in our businesses, amen, hallelujah, our finances and support, hallelujah, and all that we have in our families. We thank you, Lord God, where the enemy has caused division, that unity has come, amen, where the enemy has caused peace and chaos, where the enemy has caused chaos and destruction, peace has come and peace is still. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where there's been less, but there's more than enough, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ from Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. 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 I'm so grateful.
Amen.
God bless you all. God bless you. God keep you again. Thank you for joining me here in these 28 days, touching and agreeing. Glory to God. This time we're going to close out here. If you have anything you'd like to say, please. Amen. Sister Sean Robinson, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm just grateful for being on the line. Again, thank you so much for inviting me. And to God be the glory.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kevin Kim, God bless you. Enjoy your work day. We love you so much. Juan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Lund.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Glory to God. It has definitely been a pleasure and an honor. I look forward to you all joining us on Mondays at 6 a.m. Every Monday at 6 a.m. we'll have Let's Talk About It. Amen. We are here to encourage one another. Amen. Let's talk about it and pray about it. Glory to God. It's going to be a good time. Amen. Starting your week off.
Amen.
Let's talk about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. Again, I just thank God for you all. I am so happy. I am so filled with joy on today. Just continue to pray for one another, you all. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Give us the peace that surpasses our understanding, even when the world around us is falling apart. Give us grace without limit that enables us to walk in paths of righteousness. Let us rejoice in the joy of our salvation each and every day, knowing that because your Son lives, we have our very existence. Because he is a conqueror, we are more than conquerors. Because he is victorious, we are crowned in victory. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
God Hallelujah. Be the glory.
God
amen.
Bless you all. Have a blessed day in the Lord. And take great care of yourself. And so we meet again. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You,
amen.
Love you.
God bless you.
All I see look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.